Gvudot HaMoach, boundaries of the brain. Yeah.
Boundaries of the
brain.
Brain?
Yeah, to make things in the brain, yeah. כי מה שהשרד מחיצות הצניעות והקדושה עושה היא להגביר את כוח הדמיון. When someone, we're talking about that, remember that we have to, everything, when there's, in order for it to be קדושה, we have to put מחיצות, like a מחיצה in a shul, מחיצה in a wedding hall. מחיצה doesn't have to be only something physical, because it'll be a מחיצה, meaning, I don't want to put myself in that situation, so I'm putting a boundary basically. I'm not going there. This is a situation. I'm not going to put myself in that situation. I'm putting a border there, a boundary. I'm not going to go there. That's a mechitza. So when someone takes away mechitzas of dusha, it takes away the mechitzas of tznius, takes them away, what does that do? That increases the power of imagination of a person. ואזי על ידי יורים רעים וריבוי מחשבות ותאבות כיוצא בזה, and then through having a lot of bad thoughts, a lot of thoughts about he sees a woman and he has all kinds of thoughts in his head, right? And so on. נחמן על יצלן, השם שסייב us, person becomes משוגה. משוגה means crazy. Like it's brought in ליקוטי מוהר"ן in Torah 60. It says, Rabbeinu says like this, a quote. The main way that the sechel, the brain of a person, will be in the right place, in the right place that he will be able to look at things deeply, look and understand. That goes through the oils that there's in the body, like a car. You know, a car has oils; otherwise, it doesn't work. So also, the body has oils. Also, the brain has oils. Because the brain. The secha, the intelligence, the brain of a person is like a burning flame, like a burning fire.
Candle,
yeah. Ki hu dolek al yedei hashmanim shenimshachim elav, because it's lighting through having the oils being drawn to it, like a candle. Every candle is like that. And kmo shemen shenimshach el haptila adolekem. And they're like oil which is drawn after the lit wick. וכשאין שמנים בגוף, and when there are no oils in the body, אין השכל יכול לדלוק בהתבוננות, then the brain could not be lit in a deep way, that you could be able to look at deep things, look things in a normal way. ומזה באים משוגעים, and from this crazy people become. על ידי שמתייבשים לחות הגוף, through drying up the liquids of the body. But a day is in it kalkela moach, and through this, the brain gets spoiled. A day shein oshman nidlok by not having oils to light.
Is it like an actual oil, or is it just like saying it's a spiritual?
It's a spiritual.
No,
it's a spiritual oil, definitely.
It's an analogy.
Okay. Comparing it exactly. Yadu amuvan haTorah anal. Yeah, it's known. It's understand. It's obvious from this Torah. Sheikar ma shemitiyabshim otan lechot aguf. That the main way of what these liquids of the body, which Rabbeinu is talking about, when they dry up, what it did gam abrit is through blemishing the brit. And even more than that is through having a lot of bad thoughts, a lot of desires for all kinds of things which are prohibited. And this thing belongs also, it's shaykh also by men, also by women. And all these thoughts of a person, it's crazy inside his head, right? It destroys the brain of a person more than doing an avera, more than doing the avera itself. Vayikar lemaise, v'adavar shemeyabesh tashmanim, ha'ele shem kol kiyum ha'secher, hachi harbe, and what is the main thing that dries up a person's liquids in his body that makes him crazy? Hu ha'tava l'sheker achen v'elev ha'yofi, is this lust to the false things force of grace and emptiness of beauty, the Hainu, which is Pgamea Einayim, the eyes. The eyes are the main thing that a person blemishes, that dries out the body. Why? Because that's how Pgam Avuyti starts. The eyes. That's the opposite, exactly. Then you're putting other things. You're going to make yourself clear-minded. Look at Rav Vozna. He had a birthday yesterday. Rav Vozna had a birthday yesterday. He's 101.
Really?
Yeah, he's
the
Talmud of
Havataya.
And the Rav Meir of Lublin.
I think also
the
Talmud.
Maybe, I don't know. I know he's talking about Rav Shapiro from Lublin.
Wow.
101 years old, and he's a very healthy man relative to his age. He still gives shiurim. 101. He's sharp like anything. How could that? Rav Avadia was 93, sharp. Rav Eliashiv, until he became sick, till the last few months that he wasn't focused anymore, he was sharp till the end of his life. He didn't become old and crazy. A lot of people, the Gemara says that people, Talmid Chachamim, the older they get, the more settled they get in their mind, the more sharp they get. And people who, their eyes are looking all over the place, not Talmid Chachamim, so the older they get, the crazier they get. Why? Because when you're young, so if you have a time, fine, so your body still works, so you can go and do whatever you have to do. Yeah? Or whatever you want to do. But when you get older, you still have the same type of burning in you, but you're older already, your body's not working the same, so the stomach makes you crazy. Also, you see from the Gemara over there, when a person, just the brain working like that, makes a person go crazy. Yeah, I don't have to speak, I don't have to be more explicit than that, right? Everyone understands what I'm talking about, right? ולכן, תחילת השיגעון, the beginning of the craziness, על ידי שני סרסורי העבירה, I don't know how you say sarsur in English, I forgot the word. I know what he needed to say in there, but that's not the word. The two things that they seduce a person, two seducers, that are there, which are the eyes. כל הבחורים היוצאים מדעתם, all the בחורים, right, single boys, which they go out of their mind, is because they fell to this very difficult illness of seeing negative things, things that seeing things, prohibited things. They saw all kinds of newspapers full of titles, which take a person out of his life.
Billboards.
Yeah.
Or worse.
It's in your days. They have internet.
Why do you need a car? You walk up to the buildings.
You have
buildings.
Yeah, in Tel Aviv, why are you flying with that?
And then I think going in all the airports.
Yeah, you have to go like this.
Yeah.
You heard that everyone's going charter to Oman. They don't have to see anything. They go into Terminal 1. There's no advertising, nothing. There's nothing there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Except the women, the cashiers, I think the tickets.
Make sure that. Like Aval said, once he went to Meron, the community, when we were last blessed, talking about 8 years ago, we went to Meron, Shabbos. And then the people afterwards complained that it was too mixed and this and that. And I was like, what do you want? Do you want to send the women to the moon? Close your eyes a little bit. It's nearest women. What do you want from them? Close your eyes. Because you're crazy, everyone, you have to send the women to the moon. Right? Although, of course, if he doesn't have life in this world, not in the next world, seeing all kinds of dirty movies, Afghanistan. It makes the type of burn a person until you become much crazy, until it burns his brain, until he loses his mind. Hashem ha'achem alayim, Hashem have mercy on these people. V'yesh ka'elash davar shenatan l'tchipa achonah shemush v'dah. And some people, that the last push for them to go completely crazy, completely off, is taking some drugs, using all kinds of psychedelic. Psychedelic things and all kinds of chemicals. One thing if you use the natural things, but using the chemicals. Of course, I know. I used to work in that also. Right? And even though there are people which are completely immersed in this taiva, and it looks like they're completely normal. What do you mean? He watches these movies and he's a normal person. The vadai, the hubalim, valim, obviously they're confusing inside their brains, and they're confused completely. They have no rest, and they forget things, and they're never content with what they're doing, never feel complete with what they're doing. And they think, I should have done this, why did I do this, I should have done another thing. And they're always sorry for what they've done, and they go into sadness and into depression and into angers, which is also craziness things. Even though that they're more or less acting normal, living like normal people. Generation, I don't know percentages. These people, they live on drugs, on the psychological drugs. Like they're going to sleep. You can't go to sleep.
Prescription drugs?
Yeah.
They're illegal.
Legal drugs.
Prescription drugs
and
is
for fear,
one of the major
and
addictions.
For anger and all kinds of, what do you call it? The
antidepressants, stimulants.
Some people get angry, so they have to have a Ritalin to become. All kinds of things. It's all mental illnesses.
That, and also it's a huge business. So that they, if any student has a problem, they immediately prescribe Ritalin.
Okay.
Whether he needs it or
and
not.
That's because of the kid needs it because of the parents. I told you already yesterday or the other day. Ken? I was told that in Tel Aviv, I don't know if it's true, but in Tel Aviv, people don't get up in the morning without having a... They have their bunk near the bed so they can get up in the morning. They can't get out of bed. I know a lady, I don't know if she takes drugs, but she doesn't get out of bed. She doesn't start a day before 10 cups of coffee, and I'm not exaggerating. 10 cups of coffee doesn't start her day.
Coffee can be extremely addictive.
What kind of a day could that be? Could it be 10 cups?
You don't.
Be in the bathroom all day.
You don't want to know what I've seen in Castor Street.
I'm telling you, people are. That's also an addiction. That's also a disease.
Of course, caffeine addiction.
That's an illness. That's also a drug.
Absolutely.
Alcohol. Go see what goes on.
Is Vinny Brock in Tel Aviv?
What?
Is Vinny Brock in Tel Aviv?
No. Like in the name.
There must be one rabbi in Tel Aviv that doesn't need a stimulant.
I'm not saying everyone needs, but a lot of people need. It's very sad.
Do you know something else about the people in Tel Aviv? They're envious of us. I've talked to them.
What's envious?
Yeah, they envy
people.
Jealous.
Yeah, we live a calm life. I don't work. I love it. I just sit and learn all day.
I'm telling you, people that learn Torah, they want to be like that.
They should be like that.
They want to be. They don't want to like do it. Do you know what I mean? But it's like Rabbi.
You look at it up. Oh.
Like the Rabbi. Like the Rabbi worships. They have the will. They want it. You're going to act on it. Wanting. They have the wanting.
If you think about it, we probably work harder than those working in an office.
I don't know anything. I don't know.
No. Studying Gemara.
We work our brain very hard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We have a happy life. What do you mean?
We're working.
We go to the field.
We're working harder doing Gemara, during outreach.
It's not hard. It's good.
No. Anyway, we're really putting the effort into it.
Yeah, because you want to do it. They work that because they want money. I don't know why.
That's what a lot of people don't get. That they don't get it.
If someone comes and tells me, there was someone in the yeshiva talking about this. He says, "What do you mean? I have friends in the chiloni world that they're very happy with that I met. They're not happy with what they're doing. They feel empty. It's impossible for a Jew. Impossible. If you feel happy with an empty life, you must not be a Jew. Go check if you're Jew. Maybe you're not Jewish." A Jew, it's impossible for him to feel content with his life, accomplished in his life, without spirituality in his life. Impossible. Lo yachol liot. You're a neshama. There's a neshama in there. And that's why it's a thing called the 40... The
48 ways.
What? No. When a person turns 40 and has a crisis...
Oh, midlife crisis.
Midlife crisis. It doesn't exist in Jewish life. You sit and learn. What are these? You learn, you do mitzvahs, you You learn part of the day. Your life is rolling around Hashem, rolling around Judaism, rolling around Hashem, around Dusha. It's a good life. It's a sweet life. It's a life with a hope that we're not here forever. It's a hope. I'm not going to end. I'm not ending. I'm eternal. I'm a part of Hashem. Part of Hashem. In the other world, if you don't believe in that, so what? Like Rabbeinu says, most of life is full of sorrows and suffering and stuff. Go out to the world. Go see what goes on. People will be skinny.
The drug addiction problem in the meat and the entertainment industry is so bad that the unions have whole houses just for recovery. There's one on Magnolia Street in North Hollywood, just for the film industry. You know, whether it's behind the camera or in front of the camera, whether you're a grip, sound guy, camera guy, or an actor, or even makeup.
We're talking about Purim and Breslov. So in Purim,
oh, what do I get for the meeting?